You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Yesterday, we heard about a class of toxic chemicals called PFAS. It was detected in the carpets of 18 East Bay preschools. It's a man-made chemical used to make carpets stain-resistant and to make pans non-stick. It's been in hundreds of household goods for decades, but it's toxic to human health. It's also turning up in drinking water supplies nationwide. States like Michigan, Minnesota, New Jersey, wherever people test for it, it seems to show up. And thanks to a new state law, California is just beginning to test. Brett Simpson reports.
It's a Friday morning last October, and radio host Jill Buck is opening her show, Go Green Radio.
Go Green Radio, brought to you by.
This show reaches millions of people every month on VoiceAmerica.com, the nation's largest internet talk radio station.
So glad that you could tune in. We have a really important topic.
Today, she's interviewing environmental lawyer Rob Belope. He's here to tell her about his 20-year lawsuit against DuPont for dumping a mysterious toxic chemical into West Virginia water. Last fall, his book about the lawsuit and a movie adaptation called Dark Waters came out. Here's a clip from the movie.
You need to tell me what in the hell's going on.
DuPont is knowingly poisoning 70,000 local residents for the last 40 years.
That's Mark Ruffalo as Belote. In his interview, Belote tells Buck the story about how a DuPont plant was dumping this secret toxic chemical called PFAS into a local community's water. Residents were getting cancer, autoimmune disorders, and other diseases. Belote sued, DuPont settled, and the townspeople used the money to fund a 2013 health study that directly linked these diseases to PFAS in residents' blood.
Rob, I think that we are all just realizing what a debt we owe to you. I want to thank you so much.
When the interview ends, Jill Buck can't help but wonder if her town, Pleasanton, has similar problems.
I was just so enthralled by his story that when we finished the show and I signed off, I just Googled Pleasanton and PFAS and was shocked to find that it's in my water.
As it turns out, PFAS are showing up in drinking water statewide. Last January, California's Department of Drinking Water initiated a pilot study to test 600 water supplies for this chemical, including Pleasanton's three wells. By April, Pleasanton had detected such high levels, it had to shut down one of its wells.
Pleasanton is such a great town. We're used to making lists like that, being in the top five or top 10 for lots of good things. Great schools, safe community. And making the top five list like that for an issue as unhealthy and serious just blew me away. I was so shocked.
Turns out, Buck's not the only one blown away.
It was like a windstorm. I mean, it really took us by surprise.
I visit Kathleen Yurchak, the City of Pleasanton's Director of Operations, at her office.
I hadn't really heard of it being a significant issue, specifically in California.
Before last year, Yurchak and her team hadn't heard of PFAS. So they did their research and found out PFAS aren't new chemicals. They've been used since the 1940s in tons of household and commercial products. The problem is, new tests are showing that they've been draining off of landfills, airports, and military training sites into groundwater nationwide. And into that one well in Pleasanton. Yurchak says they only have three wells. Shutting off one of them won't work long term.
That's a critical piece of water supply for us.
The contaminated well, that underground mechanism failing in its duty to supply clean water to entire sections of the city, is in the field right behind her office at the operations facility. I'm already at her office, so I ask if I can see it.
I will open the back door, you can take a look, and you tell me if I'm wrong in my suspicion that it's not super interesting. See the generator that says cat on it?
Yeah.
It's the building behind that.
That squat little, tan building?
Yep.
And then there's a well in there
mm-hmm.
that goes 400 to 500 feet into the
mm-hmm.
ground?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Nice. Great. On the surface, the well might not look like much, but Pleasanton relies on it to supply safe drinking water to thousands of people. For now, they're pumping more water from the other wells. But that won't work long term. So they're looking into treatment options that could end up being pretty expensive.
It could be as low as $2 million up to $22
million. And the cost of treating the PFAS will hit residents' water bills. So how does the community feel? On a Friday morning at a local coffee shop on Main Street, I ask around.
My name is Glenn Hebert.
And you've been a Pleasanton resident for how long?
33 years.
The city of Pleasanton sent out two direct mailers about PFAS to all their water customers last fall. So I asked Hebert if he had gotten them.
No, I pretty much ignore them when they come in the mail. I maybe shouldn't ignore them, but I don't drink the water. It's brackish. It's, it's strong enough to eat the granite countertops, chrome faucets. It's not very good quality.
Are you aware of the chemical PFAS?
Not in particular, but it wouldn't surprise me if it was carcinogenic.
I told him about the costs of treatment.
This would be an issue that I would wholeheartedly support paying for to get rid of it. I'm really surprised that it's just coming on the radar. I mean, it's probably been there for a long time. Who knows how long? Don't tell me how long you think it is. I don't want to hear it. Not much I can do about it now, you know, to be honest with you.
Others were not so naturally suspicious of the water as Hebert.
Sean McPherson, and I live in Dublin, California.
Dublin's one town over, but he spends a lot of time in Pleasanton.
It's the better coffee places. Better water.
Better water?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
So, have you heard at all about the chemical PFAS?
No.
Have you heard of the movie Dark Waters?
No. Does this make me sound really well-read?
No, not at all.
When I tell McPherson about the contamination, he has a similar reaction to what Jill Buck describes feeling on the morning of her radio interview, and Kathleen Yerchak when she got the state's test back about the city's well.
I just assumed that California was always on top of it in terms of the air and water quality.
And as the father of a 5-year-old, McPherson says this issue strikes a chord.
You know, it's so funny. This is a side note, but I just told my son that the greatest invention society ever came up with was like the sewer system and clean water, because it saved, like, it was an entirely different world after that. So we just take it for granted. So I haven't even thought about water quality because I assumed that it would be the one thing that they would always take care of. So this is kind of this is a 10 on my list right now. It's a high level problem. So, yeah.
Water quality isn't actually a new issue in California. The state has battled nitrate, chromium-6, and arsenic contamination for years. But PFAS in the water? That's new. And thanks to a new state law, Pleasanton's rude awakening over PFAS might come to many more California towns this year. Last July, Governor Newsom passed AB 756, requiring hundreds more drinking water supplies statewide to start testing for PFAS for the first time. And it's not just a California problem. In December, the Senate approved provisions in the defense bill expanding PFAS testing in drinking water across the nation. In Pleasanton, I'm Brett Simpson for Cross Currents.
Brett is a student at the UC Berkeley Graduate School of Journalism.